You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
What else is trending? People in Indonesia and parts of Australia were treated to a total solar eclipse yesterday. And the only reason I bring it up is because it's a little reminder for everyone that next year we'll get another total eclipse over parts of the United States of America.
Okay.
The last one was 6 years ago, and that is where I got that bogus speeding ticket from that Wyoming cop.
Well, you were speeding.
Bogus speeding ticket.
Yeah.
If you didn't hear the story, 4:30 in the morning, pitch dark, not a soul on the road. I was the only car, except for the one cop,
whoop, whoop, whoop,
who wrote me up for, and I'm not making this up, middle of the night, no other cars on the road, 35 in a 30. No. There's not one person listening right
Sorry,
now.
Sorry, Leadfoot.
There's not one person listening right now who says, yeah, that's sure, you should. That was a total, we're going to make some money for our little town's coffers. That's all it was. And I probably was only doing like 33.
Well, it sounds like you had extra cash. You're spending all that money on those Rockies tickets. So I don't know what you're complaining about. They should have charged you double.
That was when I was still a season ticket holder. I'd given all my money to the Rockies.
Huh.
Hey, listen, those of you who are big fans of the sparkly vampires will be happy. We announced the other day about how the Harry Potter books and movies are now going to turn into an HBO TV series. Well, get ready. The Twilight TV series is now in the works.
Might as well. That was a popular
franchise. Did you ever watch any of the movies?
I watched every single one of the movies because my wife went through a phase where she read all the books and then she wanted to see the movies. So I sat down and watched the movies with her. And, you know.
It's not for you.
And I went on with my life.
Okay.
I don't think it was really for her either. I'm not sure why she dove into that franchise. It's so cheesy. But hey, it was super popular, so now we'll make more money off of it.
Again, my wife and my stepdaughter loved those movies.
I don't just think of the romance factor, I guess. I don't know.
Anyway, it's still early stages, so there's no word yet if this is going to be like a reimagining of the books and the movies, or if this will be a completely different spinoff.
Okay.
But it does look like Stephanie Meyer, who wrote the books, is going to be involved in some way. And then the last thing I got for you, I'll give you a stupid criminal story. I was reading about this just a few minutes ago. This is over in the UK. In London, a burglary suspect was trying to run away from police. And when he kind of got free for a few minutes to hide himself from the police helicopters that were going overhead, he was lying down trying to pretend on a roof to be a solar panel.
Why not?
And if you see the photos,
don't mind me.
It's like solar panel, solar panel, solar panel.
Perp.
And then this dude who's lying there like a corpse, you know, as stiff
sitting
and straight.
Here, just collecting electricity.
And he's thinking, if I don't move, I will blend in and
just
I will
blend.
Look like a solar panel.
Just blend, buddy.
It's one of my favorite stories of the
so
day.
Good. What a dork.
The police even posted photos of it and they were having some fun with it.
That's hilarious,
dude,
man.
Dude, come on.
You're not a solar panel.
Idiots on parade.
Sure.
What else is trending?
Well, come on. It's 420, so we got to touch on this. We got a lot of potheads in the state. It's a big day for the pot weed. Americans spend about $30 billion a year on legal weed, I guess.
Where's your Seth Rogen?
It's in your little machine over there, buddy.
Oh.
$30 billion last year was more than we spent on chocolate and craft beer combined. And those are two big popular things here in America. But y'all are stocking up on your pot weed, apparently. And Denver did make the list for the best cities for stoners was the list. It was Portland, Denver, Baltimore or something. I don't know. I don't remember the other ones. So that's going on. I do like this story. A police department in Pennsylvania is offering...
I just found this Seth
Rogen. No, I still got more pot weed, so you want to hit it and you just do it now?
I'll wait till you do your next pot
weed. Police department in Pennsylvania is offering a free bag of Doritos to anyone who brings in their pot weed to have it tested today, air quotes. Recreational use is still illegal in PA, so it's a trap. It's like the alien guy with the big eyes from Star Wars. It's a trap. Don't do it. And then all sorts of specials today. Del Taco has 8 tacos for $4.20.
Oh,
Smashburger, 4 burgers for $20. Jimmy John's has some sort of munchie crusher sandwich. I'm sorry, these are so funny to me. There's cannabis infused ketchup coming out at other places. So, all right, now you can play. Listen, Dom and I have never done the pot weed, ever. It is surprising to me how many people that I hang out with that I think walk a very straight line in their life, and I find out that they do the pot weed on the side, or at night, or they're taking edibles.
What are you talking about, straight line? It's legal.
It's totally legal, but just people I would not think that would be doing that, need it to kind of come down at the end of the night.
You need to get past your stereotypes.
No, it just surprised me. Like, you do that? Really? You have cannabis-infused marshmallows? Okay, well, good for you. Some crap on celebrities. Do I have anything? Supposedly, they're saying that this Fast and the Furious movie, Fast X, is going to be the last one. Supposedly.
Is that how it's pronounced?
Fast X, yeah.
I thought it might be Fast 10.
That's the... It's 10. It's the 10th movie, I believe. So, yeah, Fast X. So, they're using that as the 10.
So, is it pronounced Fast 10?
We did a story on this. Wasn't there, like, some wordplay involved?
Like, fasten?
Fasten
10, your seatbelt?
Fast 10. Fasten your seatbelts. That's what it was. But everybody I know is calling it Fast X on the street, huh?
Well.
Speaking of money, that franchise has made $6 billion worldwide.
Oh, my God.
Jeez,
that's crazy.
Lou. I got a new beauty trend for all of you that suffering from acne. TikTok's latest beauty trend is going to get all the dogs in the neighborhood running after you. The trend is to rub beef fat all over your face. It's supposed to be a great moisturizer, and supposedly it cures acne.
Beef fat?
Beef fat. Rendered fat that's been cooked down to remove impurities. What you have left, you take a scoop of it and rub it on your cheeks and forehead, and it supposedly makes you look beautiful. Some dermatologists are saying, yeah, it's probably safe to try, but there are other medications out there that are probably better than rubbing beef fat all over your face.
The director of the films says it is Fast 10.
Fast 10. All right.
And he does say, as in, fasten your seatbelts.
All right. Well, I don't like that. I just like Fast X.
I'm just going to look at it. It's Fast X, so I'm going to pronounce it Fast Multiply.
There you go.
That's what I'm really going to do. Fast Multiply.
I saw their final trailer for it when I went and saw the Super Mario Brothers movie, and it is just over the top ridiculous now on the amount of explosions and cars jumping from bridges and flying out of airplanes. And they've officially run out of ideas, and it's gone too far now, so it's probably time to wrap that up. If you want to look at something kind of goofy today, this isn't our clickbait, but a lady in Virginia just adopted a 40-pound cat. The cat's name is Patches. The shelter posted a photo on Facebook and asked if somebody wanted to adopt the largest cat that anyone has ever seen, was their quote.
40 pounds.
And somebody did, and I'm telling you, this cat is almost as big as the young lady that is holding the cat. It is a massive cat, but adorable AF, Dom. Adorable.
I gotta look that up.
I want this fat cat. I'm not a cat guy, but I want this cat.
I am a cat guy, but I'm thinking about 40 pounds because my little Niles the Weirdo weighs 6 pounds. So this cat is 7 times his size.
It's the biggest cat you will ever see. It's
gotta look it up right now.
Look at this cat, Dom. While you're doing that, I do want to give you your Fat America. McDonald's just announced some changes to its burgers this week. We talked about this, including putting more sauce on the Big Macs, more Big Mac sauce.
Yeah, it's going to make it a messy pub burger.
A messy burger. Well, now you can get little sides of Big Mac sauce for dipping. It's like, you know, when you order your chicky nuggies and you can get barbecue or honey or the hot mustard, you can now get a little side of Big Mac sauce to dip your fries in.
I like to get a little side.
Oh, yeah. I'm gonna use that for foreplay, Dom. All right, let's do some clickbait.
Clickbait.
Find it on our Facebook with the fat cat, Dom and Jeremy, on the FB. A Guinness World Record has been broken for the largest GPS drawing done by a bicycle team who rode around to form the shape of a velociraptor on the streets.
Great.
They traveled 636 miles, took them 43 hours and 47 minutes to complete. And if you look at the aerial trail map of what they did. It's a dinosaur.
Oh, that's kind of cute, I gotta say.
It's kind of cute. Check it out. It's on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.